mighty sound. Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that when there's danger, he is there.
Listen for his call.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Listen for his call.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Greetings. Greetings, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy September 26, 2022. Hope everybody had a really great weekend. I had a great weekend celebrating my mother's birthday and also watching the Philadelphia Eagles trample over the Washington Commanders and their former quarterback, Carson Wentz, who got sacked 9 times. That's a whole other discussion. We're waiting for Amanda to join us. I think she was on here a minute ago, and I had a couple little issues get into today's show. It is over the internet, but now we're on, and I think Amanda will be joining us here in just a few minutes. How's everybody doing? A lot of news going on here in the United States as well as in the UK. And I was just talking to a very good friend of mine down in Florida. It looks like they're going to be on the west coast of Florida, actually. And they're getting ready to hunker down for Hurricane Ian. They're looking at issuing mandatory evacuations in some areas of the west coast beginning tomorrow, Tuesday, and that schools in certain areas will be closed beginning on Tuesday as well. You know, and fresh preparation so people can hunker down and utilize whatever precautions are necessary to protect themselves from the oncoming storm. The county there, right around Tampa, I guess it is Tampa, St. Petersburg area, and just slightly to the south of that, maybe a little to the north of that. Not exactly sure where this thing's going to come on, but it's looking that way right now, all the various models. They're going to expect some storm surges along that south part of the west coast of Florida that could be as high as 17 feet. I mean, imagine a wall of water 17 feet high, you know, a storm surge that big, tides can, and that depending on when the storm hits and what tides are at that time. So we'll stay tuned accordingly. We do a show here on Wednesday, of course, so we will definitely be, I guess perhaps broadcasting our storm and may even get a live report from the Sarasota area of Florida to see how it's going and how people are doing down there. We'll see. Hope everybody had a really good weekend. And as I said, I do. I enjoy weekends. Every day is a weekend to me. I enjoy, we're here. You know, the sky is the sky. It's blue most of the time, at least here in our Hollywood studios. It's blue every day, every day. Can you imagine? Yeah, every day. When you go outside, it's a beautiful day. Sometimes a little warmer than you'd like it to be, but it's dry and beautiful every single day. We do need rain here. We need rain big time. Big time. Really do. So if anybody has any ability to make that happen, please let us know. Email the show, andyandamandashow.com. Let us know your thoughts, opinions, suggestions, ideas, and, how it's going. We'll be, I'm looking at the news here. I'm looking at the news. Look at the news here. And just looking, scanning what's going on. Just things happening. So much Trump things happening. I'm tired of seeing his name in the papers all the time. And God, it's so everything. Everything is Trump, 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 Trump. Just scan around here. Give it. Let's talk about what you like to talk about. The number here is ready. Number is 515-605-9888. The number again, 515-605-9888. Give us a call. We'll see what's going on your end of the world, wherever you might be, and we'll take it from there. I'm going to try. So here's I found news that is not Donald Trump related. Ta-da! I found news that is not. I'll repeat again. I found some news that is not Donald Trump related. You know, I could say asks why he'd run for president again and why he ran for president. And his answer, and I'm going to quote, even though I tried to stay away from Trump. You know, God, so much. I'll say this. I have so many rich friends and nobody knows who they are. So let's be clear, all right? Trump is saying that if he had to do it all over again, he would run for president again because it made him more famous. Did it work? Try to find a headline that doesn't have it. As I said, I did. Ta-da. And this is interesting. This is an interest to me because for those of you who know, I'm an avid space exploration fanatic. I wanted to be an astronaut when I was like an avid, you know, space. I'm all for, you know, the exploring of the moon and its resources and Mars and going in space, you know, discovering how it all began. Because now there's some questions as to whether the Big Bang even really happened. But it's fascinating to me, our evolution through billions of years. And our species have evolved over millions of years. That absolutely fascinates me. And this does too. A NASA spacecraft will be deliberately slamming into an asteroid today, Monday. And it's called the DART mission. And what it's trying to do is look at the attempt or look at the effect of an asteroid in space having, you know, having been slammed into by a rocket. Can we alter its trajectory? Is it possible to do that? So we'll find out. We'll find out. It'll be interesting. There, if you go to NASA.gov, streaming it live right now as I speak, those of you who are listening to the podcast, it'll already happen, but you'll still be able to see the video of the live NASA DART mission coverage of it slamming into an asteroid. That's kind of cool. This thing was 10 months ago to run this mission. And I just think it's kind of cool. I think it's, I did get a note from Amanda. And she sends her love and her best wishes, and she's having an internet issue. That's how she connects to the show over in the UK, via the internet. So she said she's doing her best to join the show, and maybe she even will. But what I'm going to do is I'm deciding whether to play this or not, but there's a Rachel Reeves let me back a little bit. Amanda sent me a YouTube link of a woman who's passionate about life in the UK. She's a politician and an economist who is a member of the Labour Party. And she's been a member of Parliament since 2010. She is just so passionate about bettering life for the citizens of the UK. Equal pay, equal opportunity, all the, you know. I was hoping to have Amanda on when I played this speech, but I think what we'll do is play it And I'm thinking, you know, should we wait for Amanda to join the show? Well, let's see what happens. Well, how about if I play the speech, which isn't long, and then let's see if Amanda joins us sometime during that, if her internet issues have worked themselves out. And then we'll take it from there. So I'm going to play this now. It's just a few minutes long. And it comes worse, you know, later, but she knows this YouTube video all too well and good. Again, this is Rachel Reeves. You can look her up yourself if you'd like to. Rachel Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S. And let's see what happens. Here it is. I'm going to play the audio track to the YouTube video now.
On Friday, the Chancellor had an opportunity to set out a serious response to the cost of living crisis. And he failed. A return to trickle-down economics, an idea that has been tried, has been tested, and has failed. Our unique exposure to rising energy prices is a result of the choices of Conservative government. Here is our alternative. Our Green Prosperity Plan, to provide the only sustainable solution to the energy crisis, to free ourselves from dependence on Russia, to invest in solar, in wind, in tidal, in hydrogen and in nuclear power, and to pass on to our children a fairer and a greener country. On day one as Chancellor, I will write to the Low Pay Commission with a simple instruction that the minimum wage will be set at a level that reflects the real cost of living. I can tell you, with a Labour government, those at the top will pay their fair share. The 45p top rate of income tax is coming back. And here's what we'll do with that money. The next Labour government will double the number of district nurses qualifying every year. We will train more than 5,000 new health visitors. We will create an additional 10,000 nursing and midwife places every year. Know that these are Labour's priorities. Strong public services to support people and grow our economy. A greener, fairer Britain with jobs for people in Britain. Industries owned by the people of Britain. Profits shared with the people of Britain. Pro-business and pro-worker for a stronger economy where you do well. Because when you do well, Britain does well. Hope and opportunity, whoever you are, wherever you live. That is Labour's vision for Britain. That is what we are fighting for. Let me tell you, it's time for a government that is on your side. That government is a Labour government. And be in no doubt, conference, that government is on its way.
Rachel Reeves, I'd welcome her over here. No question about it. And maybe we'll work... Maybe we'll be able to get Amanda to invite her to come on the show. We've talked with a few people here in speaking of politics, namely Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, who's a notable member, of course. He led the impeachment, the second impeachment in front of the Senate regarding Donald Trump's attempted coup and overturn of our government. And also, he's a member of the January 6th Congressional Investigative Committee. He's doing an outstanding job. He's an outstanding representative, very articulate and well thought out. And we're trying to get him to come on the show and arrange a date accordingly. And I got another note from Amanda, who's hoping that the connection on the internet comes back. And the problems there are more regional than just her local studio. So I don't know if she's going to be joining us this show or not. So you might actually be, you know, stuck with me because we, you know, we try to keep things interesting here.
We about the things that are of interest to people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So we'll do our best with that. We'll see.
Knock it off.
I'm just having some fun, you know, just having some fun. Jeez, really, you know. Anyway, folks, again, our number here to call in live is 515-605-9888, and let me know what's on your mind. You can also email the show comments, suggestions, ideas, thoughts, opinions. Jokes would be really appreciated. Love to hear jokes. We get a lot of emails here at andyandamandashow@gmail.com, and we don't have time to respond to everybody. We do read as much as we can. We open up the mailbox, and we're like, whoa, here's a bunch of things. And a lot of it's junk, as you folks know what that's like. Especially on the Gmail account, for whatever reason, we do get a lot of just things I don't care to open. I don't know what they are, but email the show. If you want to come on the show, let us know that. Say, hey, I want to be a guest, or I know somebody who'd make a great guest on the Andy and Amanda Show. We're the only show in the world, most of the time, that joins, almost all the time, that joins the United States and the UK for about an hour or so presentation of you know, some light humor, some, you know, trying to solve the problems of the world, and some talk about issues and looking behind the headlines, trying to gain some insight into what's going on in the world, and what people are saying, what they're talking about. And that's a lot of fun. We've been here now for 2.5 years. More than that? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, 2.5 years. Over 450 episodes. I think this is episode number 458 or 6, somewhere around there, right over 450 episodes. 695 published episodes, which is to say that some of the episodes that we run on Blog Talk Radio are actually repeated on Blog Talk Radio through weekends and so forth. So the total number of actually published episodes that have gone out over the internet airwaves have been over 700. And that means over 450 individual live shows. And of course, our Podbean numbers continue to grow, the podcast numbers. And we want to thank all the listeners who are joining the show from around the world, over 20 countries, China, Russia, Australia, Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, France, Spain, Canada, of course, North America, the UK, Mexico, I can go on and on and on, Australia, New Zealand, India, unbelievable, Ethiopia, Sudan, I can go on. I don't have it in front of me. We have a map that lights up with all the places that show people are coming into our show. And it's pretty impressive, and I want to thank everybody around the world for doing so. Never enough. You know, there's always stuff to make some fun of and to talk about here. But I guess what I wanted to talk about, though, is outside of the hurricane, which is we talked about earlier already, is that what's going on in the world? What's going on in the world? Like, Biden's student loan. Anybody benefiting from Biden's student loan cancellation plan? Aside from me, I got, two kids in college. One kid finished recently, a major university, a great university, did so well, so much fun. And didn't have to take out a big loan. Was fortunate enough to have her gain access to a phenomenal scholarship offered by the university based on her performance in high school. She gained an incredible, generous scholarship, plus other loans and grants and so forth. Not loans, but grants. And then we borrowed what was left, which is still, we got to find that money. And Biden's reduction in that loan amount definitely provides us with more income to support our kids and their career endeavors, whether they need some backing, a little cushion to lean on while they get themselves established and so forth, give them money to invest back into society, whatever things that they might, constructive things that they might want to purchase, and the sale of those goods ends up, you're paying tax on those goods. So no matter how you look at it, it's a good thing. It's a great thing. It provides a tremendous amount of relief. I know some say, well, you know what? I had a loan 10 years ago and it's paid off and I didn't get any relief. How come you do and I didn't? It's a different world. It's a different economy. It's that simple. I mean, I'm not simplifying it, but it is. It's a different world. It's a different economy. It really is, obviously. And of course, the pandemic didn't make it any better for 2 years. We were in a sense, in a global lockdown. We all lost 2 years of our lives. My daughters didn't have a high school or college graduation. Online they did, And actually, the university where my older daughter attended, they combined the 2021 graduation with the 2020 graduation, so they all got to participate in that big ceremony, which was fabulous. The name of the university, of course, I'll tell you why I'm hiding it, but I'm just USC. Go USC. And how about USC football? Can we talk? Yeah. Trojans, fight on. Amazing. Undefeated. And that game they had Saturday against Oregon, incredible. 1:13 left, touchdown. Boom, they're about to lose. 1:13 left, touchdown pass, followed by an interception, ends the game for Oregon. Yes, the Ducks go down to USC. USC remains undefeated. And how about my hometown team, the Philadelphia Eagles? Anybody catch the Eagles Washington game yesterday? Fabulous. They have the quarterback. Hurts, man. He's phenomenal coming into his own. Last two games have been amazing. And what's really, I don't know how many Eagle fans there are out there. I'm talking to a population around the world. Football in the United States is not soccer. But they did an amazing, amazing job of just putting points up on the board early on. They don't put any points up on the board in the second half. Put enough points up on the board in the first half. As a matter of fact, this previous game, they didn't put any points up on the board until the second quarter, put 24 points up then, and then nothing else. But their defense was amazing. Their defense sacked – oh, my God. Their defense sacked the quarterback for the Washington Commanders, former Eagle Carson Wentz, nine times. I should look that up and see if that's some kind of record or something. Pretty unbelievable. But the and Wentz used to play with the Eagles, of course, and their and then the Eagles offensive line, of which Wentz is still personal friends with some of those players, that turned into a nightmare for Carson Wentz, eh? Big time. Poor guy. Unbelievable. But it only took a minute, just over a minute, for the Eagles to record their first sack against Carson Wentz by halftime. 38% of the Washington Commanders' pass plays were sacks. I won't say it again. 38, almost 40%, 38% to be exact, of Washington Commanders' pass plays resulted in the quarterback being sacked. I wonder if any of these are records. And with only 6 minutes left in the third quarter of a football game, Washington still had negative net passing yards. Negative. They're going the wrong way. This wasn't a defeat. It was demolition. It was incredible. The Eagles defensive coordinator, who's a guy by the name of Don or Jonathan Gannon, he just unleashed a defensive front on an overmatched Washington offensive line and the quarterback, I guess Philadelphia doesn't miss too much, who still hasn't learned how to get rid of the ball. I remember when he was in Philadelphia, he just held onto the ball all the time, just too long. And you want a quarterback who's got that quick release, you know. Carson Wentz wasn't that, or at least capable of making the quick release when called upon to do so. But the result was a masterpiece from the Eagles defense in a 24-8 win at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. Go Philadelphia. Go Philadelphia. You know, what kind of season is going to be for the Eagles? I think it's going to be an amazing season for the Philadelphia Eagles. They just had 3 sacks in the first 2 games and 9 sacks Sunday. The most in the NFL this year. The 4th most in Eagles history and just 2 of the franchise records. They had 11 in Dallas in 1991. That was the franchise record. Okay, enough about the Philadelphia Eagles. Anybody can, oh, we have a great game on Monday Night Football tonight. Here I'm talking about sports. How'd that happen? I don't know, but we have a great game tonight. The Dallas Cowboys and the Eastern, both in the East. This is another Eastern division, game, just like yesterday's was with the Philadelphia Eagles in Washington. The next one is Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants. They're all in the same conference, which the Eagles are going to soar, no pun intended, in leading this conference division title the entire football season, I believe. Are they going to go undefeated? Yeah, I'm not going to go that far yet. Do they have the potential to go undefeated? You bet they do. Do they have the potential to go to the playoffs? You bet they do. Do they have the potential to go to the Super Bowl? You bet they do. We'll see what happens. Injuries, it's a long season, a lot of football left in the year. We don't know where it's going to go, how it's going to happen. If you want to call in, you know, who's your team? Who's your football team? Who are you flying? Fly Eagles, fly. Who are you following? Who are you following? Yeah, for those of you who are into football, 555-605-9888. Should we make this a sports show? I don't know. Scores. Let's just go over the NFL scoreboard, okay? Tonight, 8:15 Eastern Daylight Time, Dallas 1-1-0 versus the New York Giants 2-0-0. All right, and we had Miami, Cincinnati, and we had who else? We had Minnesota, we had Jacksonville. Coming up. These are coming up next week games. Next week. Miami, Cincinnati, Minnesota, New Orleans, Jacksonville, Philadelphia, the Los Angeles Chargers versus Houston Texans. We have Cleveland Browns versus Atlanta Falcons. We have Buffalo Bills versus Baltimore coming up. All good games. And Washington plays Dallas. That's going to be exciting. But it was a good day in football yesterday. Definitely a good day. So again, our number here is 515-605-9888. Feel free to call the show. Love to hear from you. And did I promise you NFL scores from yesterday? I think I did. Anyway, even if I didn't, I'll go over them real quick. Pittsburgh 17, Cleveland 29. Go Browns. Carolina Panthers over New Orleans Saints 22-14. Chicago Bears beat the Houston Texans 23-20 in a close game. Indianapolis over Kansas City. I'm surprised at Kansas City, 20-17. I thought they were going to soar over Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis won that game. Oh, well, I don't bet on any of these games, by the way. But still, I would have picked Kansas City. Miami beat Buffalo by a point, 21-19. Wow. So that would have been 2 points, would have been a two-point conversion. I'll have to look and see how that happened. Minnesota and Detroit. I'm a Lions fan, big family in Michigan, but Minnesota won that game 20-24. Baltimore 37 over New England Patriots. Yay. I'm done with the Patriots. 37-26. Pounced over them. Cincinnati, New York Jets. 27-12. Go Cincinnati Bengals. Las Vegas, formerly Oakland, right? Lost to the Tennessee Titans 24-22. Of course, Philadelphia, as we've been talking about, beat the Washington Commanders 24-8. Jacksonville, who the Eagles play next week, 38-10 over the hometown team here, Los Angeles Chargers. And the other hometown team here, the Rams, which I could have predicted beat the Cardinals 20-12. That score I thought would be greater. Atlanta over Seattle 27-23. Oh, boy, I know who Seattle's missing. Can we talk? And Green Bay beat Tampa Bay 14-12, another tight game. And wish Tom Brady all the best, but I think he should think about hanging it up. I really do. 515-605-9888. Lines are open. Come on board if you'd like to. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. And I think what we're going to do now is hear a tune by none other than, let me see, maybe we'll pick another one. I was going to play a tune here by our friend Kevin Michaels, but I'm thinking maybe, I'm thinking, what kind of music do we want to hear? Do you want to hear some R&B? Do you want to hear some folky stuff? Do you want to hear some of my stuff?
They maybe? Don't clap for you.
No, they don't. Thanks, John. No. Actually, if there's an audience there, they will. If there's an audience there. I want to hear this tune. This is one. Everybody likes this one. Here we go. From the man himself.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these
Yes, indeed, my man. My man, Frank. I was going to look up something else here. See? And she'll recognize him because I was going to go over some things with Amanda here of interest to our audience in the UK, but I want to wait. I want to wait for her to join the show to do that, obviously, her being live in the UK, and I'm sorry she can't join us this show. So anyway, what else is going on in the world? If you're into Amazon and buying things on Amazon, you want to listen to this because they are going to be adding a Prime Day sale on the calendar. Ta-da, drum roll, please. The company announced today, that's going to be a call access sale. It will take place on October 11th and 12th. 48-hour event is the only event that is just for members of Prime, if you're a Prime subscriber, and it'll feature discounts on literally hundreds of thousands of items. So if you're not a Prime member, you might want to think about becoming a Prime member. It will be available in 15 countries around the world, including Canada, China, France, the United Kingdom, and the United States. So they're getting a jump start following some rivals on, kind of jump starting the holiday shopping season. I can't believe you talked about holidays. No way. They're following the steps of Walmart. Announced last week that it will start its holiday sales as early as October as well. And then Target came on and said, hey, we're going to start a shopping kickoff called Deal Days, and it's going to start October 6th to 8th. Oh, my gosh. Launching the holiday shopping sales, that season in October, they hope will attract, budget-conscious shopper. Who's not a budget-conscious shopper? I don't know. But consumers are going to start holiday shopping earlier this year as they look to spread the cost of the time when household income is being squeezed. So they'll be spreading that money. That's what they're thinking. That's what the analysts are saying. They'll be spreading the purchase season out over a longer period of time. So it's not like this huge expenditure all in one credit card all one time. Anyway, we'll see how that works out. But again, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you might want to look at that. If you're not, you might want to be one. So we'll see what happens. Speaking of economy also, the British pound, all you, again, things I want to talk to you about with Amanda, who's not with us on the show, at least as of yet anyway, because the internet connection or the regional facility of the studios where Amanda works out of is it's inactive, and she can't get on the show. I hate when that happens. Anyway, but the British pound fell. Yeah, it didn't fall. It crashed to a record low against the U.S. dollar on today, which it does grow some fears regarding the stability of the U.K. government finances. And it the plunge was like 5% to just above a dollar, like 1.03. $1.03 came during a trading in Asia and Australia on Monday and extended a 3.6% dive from Friday in just a couple of days. And that spurred on predictions the pound could plunge to, parity with the U.S. dollar, which would be kind of interesting. So if you travel from the United States to the U.K., the dollar would be the pound. It would be the same thing. But it's a record low right now. So I'm feeling sorry for those of you in the UK who are feeling a squeeze and concerned about finances and the economy over in the UK. We've had that concern here in the US for quite some time. We don't know what's going on here. It's been kind of crazy, gas prices and inflation. And those of you who go into the food market can go up and down the aisles and say, holy crap, right? When you look at prices of things over the past few months, like every time you go, I won't buy cereal. And I'm not a big cereal eater anyway, but I refuse to pay $6 for a box of cereal. This ain't going to do it. Not going to do it. I guess if enough people didn't do it, they couldn't charge $6 for a box of cereal anymore. Am I right about that? Market-driven economy? I think that's how it works. Anyway. But,
I have never profited.
Yeah, that's what they're saying to General Mills, but they're... it's just something. It's to watch inflation before our very eyes. It's amazing.
I stood all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
Mm. Yeah. Me too, but there's nothing I can do about it. We're trying. We had that conversation here on the show. We don't know what good that does. We does actually, according to our numbers, we're making a difference out there. I mean, not in terms of what's happening politically, but in terms of the attention we're gaining from listeners around the world is pretty cool. And we thank you for that. We're going to hear another tune right now. This is from the Derek Trucks Band, one of my favorites of that band. Now it's Trucks and Susan Tedeschi. They got married and they had different bands. Now there's one, they combined into one band. Fabulous band. But this is from the Derek Trucks Band recording before that happened. The song's called Sweet Inspiration here on the Andy DeMann Show. Take a listen. I love it.
Yeah.
we first heard from the Derek Trucks Band, Sweet Inspiration. You only heard Earth, Wind & Fire. Man, Earth, Wind & Fire got composers, singers, performers, musicians, just what an amazing, a couple of times, saw what you might want to call a private show at UST, which is incredible a few years back. They played for a class session, and I was invited. It was amazing, amazing. And saw them at the NAMM, National Association of Music Merchants Conference in Anaheim, a couple years ago. And they were amazing. And Derek Trucks is one of my favorites in the world, just incredible. So we heard back-to-back tunes of Earth, Wind & Fire and the Derek Trucks Band. Incredible. I might want to play some more music. Do you think we're going to hear some more music? I wonder if how many of you heard of a band called Zydeco band called Buckwheat Zydeco. Buckwheat Zydeco. I opened for them a few times back then. They're incredible. I might play some of them, but before doing so, I've had a less familiar name than Buckwheat Zydeco. Is a band called War and Treaty. The opportunity to see firsthand at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. I'd never heard of them. A man, husband and wife, and amazing singers, both of them, Gatlin and Leeds, powerful, energetic, incredibly talented band. They would have spent a couple minutes in here, so what they do. Here's a sampling of the performance of War and Treaty, taken from the Philadelphia Folk Festival this past summer, 2022 Philadelphia Folk Fest. Let's take a listen. War and Treaty. there too. Anyway, incredible band. And for those of you not familiar with the Philadelphia Folk Festival, you got to check out the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Look it up on the internet. It happens about the second weekend of August every year. Now, it used to be the weekend before Labor Day. Now, it's the second week. It's the weekend before August. Amazing performances, multiple stages. The best part of the festival is what happens in the camping area. Great big farm field. They mow the grass as best they can. And thousands of campers set up tents all over the place in different communities with names on them, like, you know, different, the neighborhood, and Tony's Bar and Grill, and the Uncle Fester's, and so on and so forth. You know, just dozens and dozens of different names, front porch, back porch. I can go on and on and on. But Philadelphia Folk Festival is just fun, and be prepared to stay up and play music and listen to music and jam and hang out and watch some great performances, have plenty of food. They even have showers there now. It is just an amazing, amazing event. And I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it. Anyway, I thought maybe we'd play some more music here because it's just me solo. And I'm, you know, those of you by now probably know that my main gig is that of a singer-songwriter, guitar player. That's what I do. And hey, by the way, speaking of which, I got to thank all those listeners in LA, in Southern California, with I've got over 18,000 downloads of a few tunes, and also in Phoenix, I believe, is where I got notice of over 6,000 downloads. And I need to thank all of you, all the folks that have been chiming into my music and supporting what I do, actually, what my main gig is, what I do for a living, is out there playing guitar and sharing music and song, making a difference. Almost 30 years as a musician. Incredible. Incredible. I remember playing my first gigs in the early 90s, I guess it was. Wow. But anyway, so what I thought maybe what we'd do is, what I mentioned before, what band was it? Buckwheat Vodka, right? Yes. The guy who led the band unfortunately passed away a few years back. And they were incredible, just an energetic Zydeco band. And the guy who started, you know, went by the name of Buckwheat, who played the accordion, Zydeco New Orleans style accordion, just incredible. His own tunes, their own tunes, some covers, some popular covers. And look up Buckwheat Zydeco, just, you know, an amazing band. And early on in my career, I had the distinct, amazing pleasure of opening up for them in several shows. And I was just, you know, I'd been playing, you know, I'd been out there playing, but wasn't really doing many open acts and Buckwheat touring acts. So for me, called upon to open for them, and since I opened up for quite a few musicians and been on stage with some amazing and nationally known performers and also headlining my own shows. But they were the first band, actually, that I opened, you know, open more shows. That was just really, you know, you can imagine that experience as somebody out of the gate world as a, you know, singer-songwriter performer, me and my guitar. And so they were great. They were very kind to me, get up on stage and thank me for what I was doing and cheer me on to continue my career. And of course I did. So maybe what I thought we would do is, if I can find a Buckwheat song here. It would be great to play a Buckwheat song. Buckwheat Zydeco, that is. I might have one. Actually, I think I may have a couple. We're going to hear Buckwheat Zydeco. It's one of my faves. We're going to hear Buckwheat tune. Rolling Stones, we're called Beast of Burden. Get out.
now.
Yeah. Terrific. Buckwheat Zydeco. And, leader of that band, singer Stanley Doral Jr., he died in 2016, and he was he played the stage name of Buckwheat Zydeco. Great band. Anyway, I got to go. How time flies when you're having fun here on radio on the Andy and Amanda Show. Just Andy here by himself this time. Amanda couldn't make it because of some issues, as we said earlier. God, we covered sports. We covered some news. We played some music, had some fun. Just kind of keeping it light, easygoing conversation today's show. We'll be back Wednesday live for another adventure on radio with my partner, Amanda Love, there in the UK. Thank you, everybody, joining the show and listening in. Very much appreciated. Future shows, you can always feel free to dial 515-605-9888. Also email the show at Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com. Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday. On behalf of Amanda Love, Cornell Butler, our show coordinator, and myself, I want to wish everybody a happy Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll see you Wednesday afternoon here on the Andy and Amanda Show, and let's exit with some more Buckwheat Zydeco. Take care, folks.